Episode 776, it's the action that counts.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Aloha Friday. Oh, yes, it is. Happy, happy day. Guess what? It is Confession Day, Confessions of an Upset Mama. But you know what? This mama is not upset. Oh, no. She is very proud right now. And you're going to hear more about that later in It's the Action That Counts. Oh, it's going to be a fun one. I'm so excited to share just some fun stories with you in life. But first off, we have to give a huge welcome and a shout out to all of our brand new family members. Yes, you are family to me. Welcome. I'm so excited that you are here. Delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to finding the simple in your everyday. We do a great job of complicating our own lives. So here at Create Your Now, I try to uncomplicate it. And today on Confession Day, you know me, it doesn't matter really what episode we're on. I feel like I'm confessing. Ultimately, though, it's just about being real and raw, pulling back the covers and saying, you know what? I'm just not perfect. Oh, I so am not. But every once in a while, you get this glimpse into the future like, maybe I'm doing something right. And I got that. As a parent, watching your children grow and begin to determine their path, you begin to carry this immense gratitude within your heart. And they finally get it, is echoed in your head. It's the action that counts. Action is not only a verb. You know, we like to think of that as, well, we've got to put it into action. We take movement on it. We do something with it. But it truly means that all of your energy, your effort, and your investment is beginning to pay off. You know, those late nights, those projects that you work on, the, you know, crying, the getting sick, you know, sitting there with them when they're over the toilet, you know, all of those TMI events that sometimes we talk about, but other times we really don't want to, and you're ready to pull your hair out. And that happens more than what we care to even admit. But during these few moments in life, you have the glimpse of your hard work coming to fruition. And that is like awesome. And it just gives these, you know, you talk about the butterflies in your stomach where they're turning because you're nervous. Well, these are like butterflies that are all over your body. And it just gives you these chills like, yes, I did it. But you know what? I know I didn't do it. I know it's by God's grace and His hand that He makes this happen. And I pray, and my knees show that I pray because I'm on them. It's either my knees or my feet, one or the other, because I pray when I work out and I pray when I'm on my knees. So either way, it shows the wear and tear. But being Confession Day, I must say, you know, I'm not upset. Instead, I'm very pleased and very humbled, and I'm filled with absolute gratitude. I was cleaning the house, which I tend to, unfortunately, have to do with five children because, you know, stuff ends up where you never imagined. You know those corners? Well, it's not just a corner. It could be in the middle of the floor, and it's like this tornado came and only hit your house. Have you ever experienced that tornado? I would sure like to redirect those tornadoes because I do not appreciate them. But to me, you know, I'm like, okay, this too shall pass. Eventually, they will leave. Well, at least I'm praying that will be the case, and that God has greater plans than them staying underneath my roof. I would like them to come back, but not stay here forever. If they do, though, we got to build a bigger house. I'm just saying. So I was cleaning the house, and I really needed to clean and kind of tidy up that catch-all counter. You know that one that when you walk in from the garage or from your, you know, your main entrance into your house, whichever one that you call the main entrance, it may not be the front door because we don't use a front door as our main entrance. So we come in and there's this little counter that's off to the side and it's our catch-all. And we have our catch-all drawer that's just underneath it. And it needed some tidying up. Yeah, I had kind of a few couple weeks and I was just stacking stuff there. And I'm like, I've got to get through it. I've got to pare stuff out of there. I got to throw stuff away. I got to shred it. Got to do something with it. It can't stay there. And so I discovered an index card. And it was prominently propped up on this Christmas box. Yeah, that's how long it's been that I needed to take care of this little counter. It's a Harry and David Christmas box. Somebody gave it to us, you know, with stuff inside it as a gift. And me, I'm like, I can reuse that box somehow. I just haven't put it away. But there it sat, and in front of it was this index card with four words written on it. I can do this. It took my breath away. The writing was from my youngest son, Grayson. This year has been a big transition year for him, coming out of elementary school and going into middle school. He's a sixth grader. And I'm telling you, it's totally different in middle school. It's this transition period that differs in various school districts. And some of it is, you know, where, not that they are babied, but they're cared for. And it could be from elementary, fifth grade, or it could be sixth grade, seventh grade, whenever that transition period is. And for him, it was sixth grade. I mean, that's where we are in middle school here. And it's totally different than elementary school. And he's had to learn that his cuteness and sense of humor will only get him so far. So I picked up the index card. Because, I mean, I recognize the writing, homeschooling them for years. I mean, I know each child's handwriting. And I knew it was his. And I turned over the index card. And on the back of it, he wrote, I can, I can, I can, I can do this. And he underlined it with exclamation points. It's the action that counts. What are you writing on your index card? Are you choosing to stay trapped in your struggles? Are you etching, quote unquote, good enough on your heart? You know what I'm talking about. Or are you ready to write your index card with love and grace? I can do this. Maybe you want some help. You want someone to come alongside of you. Click on the link, Take Aim. I'm happy to walk with you in this, to help give you that little nudge, that jump start, that connection of what that next step would look like for you. It's free. It's 20 minutes with me. I would love to chat with you. All you do is you click on the link, and that will bring up a little form. You fill that out. It comes directly to me. It doesn't go to anybody else. No one else is reading these. It just comes to my eyes. I promise. Confidentiality is very important to me. And so if you want help, click on that link. Because if you're ready to write your index card with love and grace, I can do this, then your time is now. Take it from my son. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. He has continued to improve this entire year, and he gets excited about it, and he sees his own growth. Now, as a coach, as a mom, as an educator, as a speaker, I mean, I can remove myself from everything and look on him, not just as my child, but I'm like, he doesn't see the full gravity of what he's doing for his life, for his journey that's yet to come. He's already preparing the way. You too need to be preparing your way. So your kiss today is you need to write your index card. What are you going to write on it? What do you need to say to yourself every single day? Well, I began to finish cleaning that little catch-all counter. And I got to tell you right now, that little Christmas box still sits there with the little index card. Because he's not finished yet. He still needs to see that. He wrote it. It means something. I can do this. And so can you. It's time to create your now and write your index card. I can do this because you can. You can do this. Live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Have an extraordinary weekend. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.